Father, we give you praise. You are God from beginning to the end. Oh, magnify your name. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your word. Thank you because it will be a time well spent in your presence. We will not leave the same. And when we do depart, we will make use of all that we learn at your feet in Jesus' name. God, we give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name. Praise God. And welcome to church. Thank you, choir. You're not going to cause me to do that thing again.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let the ignorance. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, when you have to be careful when you sing your praise, so that you don't drain yourself. So every time my wife comes home and she's greeting me extraordinarily, I tell her that I'm in my very good senses. So no matter what you say at that point, I cannot overdo. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. More grace, more anointing. Amen. I think this morning and next week, we will learn from what I want to say this morning. Lessons from the ego. Amen. So I looked at, actually God had me look at the ego. And a number of things came. I know majority of us will say we know, but some things came across my mind and we build on it. Isaiah 40:31 was where they all started from. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. So the part of the eagle there is the one of mount up with wings like eagle. Because the eagle does not walk. Abi. So we say everything there is about the eagle. No, the one for the eagle is that they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Hallelujah. First thing first, all animal species. Well, let me borrow this statement that I like. Orthonotical species of identical plumage, they congregate together to the nearest proximity. Amen. That's the best English I know. And it means that birds of the same feather, they flock together. Amen. Very important. So people of like minds, they will come together. Ornithological species of identical plumage. So the feather is the plumage. So it's identical. They congregate together like we congregate now to the nearest proximity. Hallelujah. There are several qualities of the ego, but for God to say that you mount up with wings like eagles, for it to be recorded, then it is worth pondering upon. So special about the ego, or special about it mounting up with wings, or special about mounting up with wings like eagles. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's so many things that we will learn from nature. Romans 1:20 says that for since the creation of the world, Romans 1 verse 20, from the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Here, Romans 1:20, the invisible attributes of God are clearly seen and being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power. Amen. So if you look at any man's handiwork, it tells you volumes about the man behind the handiwork. So if you have a craftsman and he makes a table for you and they give two people and they design, give you the same table design, give them the same table design and they come out with it, you will definitely take one over the other.
And each thing you see, so these two tables before me, I think they were made by the same person, but different, I don't know, I can't remember. But these two tables, we actually tried to make them the same design. But you can see that they did not turn up to look like, they didn't look alike, okay? When you look at people's handiwork, it tells volumes of who they are, okay? One, you'll be able to see the condition under which the person worked. You know whether he's mixing materials. And you also look at it and say, this person is skillful. Okay. There was one time we were trying to make a stool and we went around town looking for somebody that can make that stool. And many of them couldn't, except one that had a machine that could make the stool. The invisible attributes of God, you see it in nature. And when you look at nature, you see the God behind these natural things. Hallelujah. And peradventure, you're saying, why are we looking at the eagle? In Proverbs chapter 6, because we can learn from animals. there are certain things that they do that we need to learn from. And even our dear nation on the coat of arms sits the eagle. Hallelujah. And I think the eagle sits also with the United States, right? Exactly. So there must be a reason. So when I was growing up, I don't know if Sister Blessing and Co have changed it. They said this eagle symbolizes strength. Amen. But there's more to his strength. There's more to the eagle than just strength. Hallelujah. So when you decide to pick on any attribute, I think there are about 7 attributes of the eagle that comes out. But when you decide to pick on any one of them, you look at God instituting that thing, and then you can see clearly. Proverbs 6. Verses 6-10. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider our ways and be wise. Which, having no captain, overseer or ruler, provides our supplies in the summer and gathers our food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Hallelujah. So the wise one that wrote Proverbs takes you to the ant and says, look at the ant. In summer, he's gathering everything he can gather because he has looked ahead and be like, there will be a time I will not be able to come out. There will be a time that will not be so much. And then he begins to gather. And he said, yeah, I mean, and he was talking to the sluggard. Okay, you need to learn from it. So it won't be a problem if we learn from the eagle this morning. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Even if the Bible does not write, learn from the eagle, then it's okay that we learn from the eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. The eagle is reported to have vision. So it sees about two to three times farther than the human eye sees. Okay? So when the eagle stands, you can see miles. I think if an eagle is flying, he can see another eagle 50 miles away. That's one of the attributes. I mean, I'm not saying you should now decide that you want to see. Hallelujah. But you can actually see that way if you follow the scriptures. Amen. So if the physical body limits what you see, the spiritual does not limit what you see. Amen. Just like when we hear, you know, as we are hearing, as we are singing and praising God, my device was telling me this is too loud for the human ear. It says it's too loud for the human ear, you know. The dog ears are thresholds higher than a human being, right? But you hear things in your spirit. Amen. So when you hear things in your spirit, don't discard them. They're important. If God created those animals to be like that, it's to our own advantage. And we ought to learn from them. Amen. So it's reported that when the eagle flies, it flies alone. They don't go in clusters. It flies alone. Amen. And it flies without distraction. The thing is that when it flies, He gets to the highest pinnacle. He flaps his wing to the highest pinnacle and observes the wind. Okay? And follows or glides in the direction of the wind. And what happens? When he's at the highest pinnacle and he follows the direction of the wind, he does not use energy. No longer does it have to flap. You cannot see an eagle fly with other birds. It's an insult because they are not on the same level. An insult that is God that created it to. So the eagle doesn't even know. He just knows that I am in a different class from this one. I'm in my class on my own. Even with other eagles, it will go on its own. And then we go. And it's amazing. So you begin to wonder, the eagle is dependent on the direction of the wind. Hallelujah. So where is he going? Where is he going? He goes in the direction that the wind will take it. But he will arrive at a destination that he suits it. Amen. When we say we walk alone, we're actually not walking alone. Amen. The eagle wasn't flying alone. It was flying with direction of the wind. And the wind takes it to where it will perch. Hallelujah. So, it's flying alone does not mean there's loneliness. Amen. So when he mounts on, he says it will mount up as with wings like the eagle. So when he sees the wind coming, okay, he's going to follow the direction and he's going to rise with the wind effortlessly. Oftentimes, we walk the surface of this earth with a lot of energy. You say we have strength, and so we must show that we have strength. And then we do everything of our own understanding and within our own capacity. When we do things that way, we will not arrive at destination that we want to get to. Hallelujah. You have to be like the eagle. You mount up on high with wings like the eagle. And it was Isaiah that was saying this. He was saying, he says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. So when you wait upon the Lord, you mount up with wings like eagle. So mountain heights do not worry you. How you get there wouldn't be a bother to you. Because from where you stand, okay, you are dependent on the direction that the Lord will have you go. He says, those that wait upon the Lord. Amen. So, is it physics or whatever, there's lift. There's lift. So from a lower point, so when the wind is coming, so sometimes we look at it, and then sometimes, if you look at naturally when wind blows, sometimes it blows and everyone's fine. Sometimes it blows and you see roofs take off. Okay? It's not blowing parallel. If it was blowing parallel, then we'll have a problem. If it comes from underneath and blows up, there's going to be a problem if the roof is not well secured. So wind does not blow in a straight line. It does have a trajectory that it follows. And that's why it's easy for the eagle to decide to follow the direction of the wind, because the wind will lift it. Even if you have to flap a little, it will lift it and it will get to the next pinnacle. Amen. So it's not on the pinnacle to go down to the lower one. Amen. It moves from one height to another height. Amen. It says, those that wait on the Lord. You do things effortlessly. Another thing I want us to look at. Is that after a while, those that wait upon the Lord, don't forget, those that wait upon the Lord, they mount up like eagles. After a while, so when a bird is flying, is the quality of his feathers that makes it fly. Okay? And it's been built by God to fly, but the quality of the feathers actually make it fly. And that's why when birds have their feathers wet, they cannot fly. They just be there because it's not going to be able to spread and fly. But you see, after a while, what does the eagle do? He looks at his feathers and sees that some of them are weak. Okay? And then he goes into the wilderness, stays there for a while, and then he begins to remove the feathers that are weak and old, and he comes down there till those feathers grow back. And so that means for a while, the eagle has disappeared from view. Amen. For a while, the eagle is not in view. Nobody knows where it is. And then my people, say something. And Grandpa will bear me witness. Also, pray Awodi. Eyawodi, Olosi Bara, Loyewuye. So the eagle went into the wilderness to grow wings. Then the world was happy, and they thought the eagle had died. That's what that thing says. Hallelujah. Eyawodi, Olosi Bara, Loyewuye. Inu aye di wonsebe yekotiku. Not true. What has happened is that he's taking stock. I am no longer able to do what I'm supposed to do. These wings are no longer carrying me. So what does he do? He goes in there and then begins to use his beak, pick out the weak feathers, and then even his beak, he will strike it on whatever. I don't know whether it's wood or whatever. I've not seen an eagle do that before. But he breaks off his beak so that his beak is again ready for prey. I remember when we were growing up, we had a poultry, not as big as Mr. Sajiri's own. My mother's poultry had 12 birds in our poultry, 12, two in a cage, or six. But periodically, what we do is we bring them out and we cut their beak because we find out that they fight and then they were pecking one another. And I say, we put them inside a cage to make money. So these ones are pecking one another, so you cut, and then you cut the beak so that you will not kill the other one before you wake up. So it happens. So technically, they are supposed to. If they were not in a confined place, you will find out that by nature, they will do that. Even as you are, every day, your teeth is wearing out, but your system replenishes it, so you don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. So for the eagle, it takes cognizance of his system and knows that my system needs to be rejuvenated. See what Christ said. Mark chapter 6. From verse 30. It says, then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. He says, come aside and rest. Come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while. Hallelujah. Physical exercise, we know, profits a little. Even the physical rest does profit. So Christ could recognize that, you know what? You cannot keep firing on all cylinders and expect to be productive. Amen. The same way the eagle recognizes that I cannot continue to use these old feathers. They are not going to take me far. I need to shed it off and then wait. Wait till he grows back, and then I can fire. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord, how you wait upon the Lord matters. Amen. One, you mount up with wings as an eagle. Amen. Number two, when you wait upon the Lord, you are rejuvenated. There is a rekindling or a rebirth on the inside of you. So waiting upon the Lord, you wait upon the Lord in any form that you understand it to be. But be that you are taking instruction from him. Amen. Hallelujah. See what the book of Jude tells us. Jude chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we do wait on the Lord, we'll give ourselves the opportunity. So we do not continue to live on, in quote, past glory or past instruction, like we were reading this morning. Instructions is for now. The one for now is different from the one for the next minute. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there are certain things. So when you are driving on the road, for instance, okay, when you're driving, there are certain instances where you apply the brakes. It's not in all instances you apply the brakes when there's a problem. In certain instances, based on what is presented to you by the situation, you swerve. In certain instances, you do an emergency brake. In certain instances, you just don't do anything because it's too late. It's experience. If you ask me, I tell you. Amen. So, so for instance, if you don't see a bump, it's dangerous for you to do an emergency brake just before that bump, because you might get yourself into trouble, somersault. If the front wheels do manage to go, you can apply the brakes so that it will slow down the back wheels. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you do see a pothole all of a sudden, well, it's left to you. I will not tell you. So you see, Pastor White has told you. Amen. I remember when we were coming from, who was getting married? It was what's his name now? Biodi that was getting married. We were coming back from Akure. Myself and Mrs. Sajere in one car, Yemi and Setman in another car. And we were just doing zoom, zoom, zoom on the road, vroom, 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 vroom. Of course, I didn't see the portal. And then the car before me went over it, no problem. Then I went over it, and then there was a problem. And my tire, I bust my tire. It didn't do bow, but once I hit it, I knew that tire was gone. And so in like from 20, 30 meters, I just heard the tire saying, bah, 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 bah. It was gone. There's an instruction for now. That car, maybe he looked at it, the thickness of his own tire can survive that. So the thickness of his own tire can survive that portal. The thickness of my own tire cannot. My tire is not built for that kind of system. It's very small. So any impact, the rim will close to the rubber and then it will go off. Amen. For the ones that are, let me teach Mr. Sajiri some tire techniques. So the ones that are by 65, by 70, they won't have problem because they will go. The ones that are by 50, by 55, there will be a problem when they run into such potholes. But I'm saying that there's an instruction for now. And when you wait on God, that's what you go back to get, an instruction for now. It's just, you'll be like the eagle that is picking out the feathers. Because the eagle knows that he can't fly. It's not optimal anymore the way I'm flying. Or you look to yourself and say, I'm taking too much energy to fly. When things are not going the way they ought to go, that's the first thing you should do. First, Christ told his disciples, come and rest a while. And what's up, I can't see me there. Amen. Come and rest a while. Take a look. Look on the inside. What is happening? What am I not doing right? Hallelujah. If you keep firing without recourse to the source, then we're going to run into problems. Then there's going to be an issue. You would think that you are flying, but you are not actually in flight. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if I'm supposed to get... So when I was in school, there was there's always this thing about grades A, B, C, D, E. Okay? So they say A is from 70 and above. Right? 70 up to 95. Then they're fine. So when you just barely read, you get a 70 and you're happy. Okay? If you do not read, you get a B, fine. But you know that if you get a B and you get a 65B, you say, I'm just 5 marks away for you. I'm an A student. But you're not A. If you get a 69, you say, it's just 1 mark now. But you're not A. That's what happens when we refuse to wait on God. And then we are content with the results. We think, oh, it's just fine. Hallelujah. The results we get in life should not just be fine. It should be the best possible that we can. Lord, and you renew your strength. Why don't we do that? So we renew our strength. And when we say we should pray on a daily basis, pray without ceasing, or pray without ceasing. So pray without stopping. Or you pray without, whether it's wet season or dry season, or a particular need. You just keep praying constantly. What you are doing is that you are waiting up on God. So you will not be walking alone. Oftentimes when people are doing things that are right, people are walking with God, everybody's looking at them and saying, why is this one? Why is this so? There are rewards that are attached. Is it salient or silent? Whichever one. I don't know. But that is not amplified. That will come by reason of your obedience. Amen. So, doing the things that it asks us to do on a constant basis makes it easy. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I started working, I had a boss that he didn't teach me with words. It's interesting. So he's my boss. He doesn't teach me, say, Mewa, this is what you do, Mewa, this is what you do, Mewa, this is what you do. What he does, so we were busy assembling computer assembly. So he sits and his assembly, and then you stand by his side. And two of us will stand by his side, myself and another lady. And he won't say anything. So he will just be walking. Then he will do like this. He expects you to put in what he needs for the next stage of that issue. So he'll do like this. If you can't answer him, he will tell you. Start screwdriver. So I learned. First time, second time. He does like this. Then he will tap. Very strange way of teaching people. Tap, tap. So I discovered that the man was expecting you to give him all your attention as he's working. So when he starts. He looks, so you see that he's holding a hard disk and he has a screw. And when he does this, he expects that you know in your head that he wants to screw this thing down. And when he's done with that, he just does like this. when he does that, so if he does like this, it's this person that he's talking to. Let's do like this. So I'll give you whatever. When he does like this to the lady, that one's like, he wants. The way we look at that like this, say, you are not here. You continue. Then the next thing you will do like this again, then you give him a diskette. Because he has finished assembling the PC, and then he needs to put in a startup disk so that you start this PC. So you have to watch him step by step to understand. So with over time, when he does this, even before he does this, I would have put his screwdriver there for him. And then before he looks up, I put the disket. He will not look at me and say, now say, okay, fine. You know what? Go and do it. And some people say it's easy. It was not easy for me learning that way. Not at all. But the things I learned that way, it stuck. So, number one thing was that you were supposed to understand the process that the man was following. So, when he's done with everything, I say, you don't ask him questions when he's working. So, when he's done, say, so, God, by the time you put this kit, what were you doing? He will not tell you this and tell you that. But because he was used to being a lone ranger, that's how he worked. So with time, he handed over to me. Amen. And I started working. And because he was very popular, everybody would come ask for him to something. There was one day, they sent message from the government house that they have scattered the PC in government house. And he didn't want to go with them. He didn't want. So when the military men came to the office, I said, "Well, I'm looking for your boss." I looked at them. I went inside. I came back. I said, "He's not around." The guy laughed. The guy smiled. He said, "Tell your boss that we know he's inside. All we want is we need somebody to follow us now." I went back to my guy. I said, "He says we need somebody to follow us." I said, "Ah, CP, I'm not around. That means it's you that will follow them now." Because I've told them, you know, I've told them it's not around. He said, "It's simple now. That means it's you that follow them." I said, "Ah, follow men." So I went. And the guy said, he showed me everything, and it looked like it was way beyond my capacity. That's how he looked. So when we say things are noisy, I'm explaining to you, it looked like it was way beyond my capacity. And that time, I was not even praying. I just started a fellowship once more. So the first one, God helped me. I fixed it. The second one, God was still very much with me. I fixed it. The third one, it looked to me that God had run away. So we have these keyboards that, not like these ones that we have now, we have these keyboards that have springs in them. I finished what they told me to do. The guy just said, "Please, this keyboard, this key is not coming up. It's not coming back, returning." I said, "Don't worry." Because I'd seen my boss open it before, but my boss never told me that there are three different types. There is one that is electronic circuit, there's one that is rubber, and the third one is springs. So when you open it, when you open them, the first one is just rubber, they're fine. The second one, electronics, this third one, if you open it, the springs will start jumping one after the other. I know I said only one key. So I said, "Okay, don't worry. Carry screwdriver. Open. As I opened the spring, just like po. That's why I said God has gone away. I wanted to resolve only one key. And po. Ah. I said, "Fine." And I sat down. And I started sweating. Then the guy, don't forget, I told you the military guys. The guy knelt on his knee and was looking for springs. I said, "God help me. That it cannot be that I will not fix this problem with this guy on his knee." So carefully and prayerfully, something I've not seen before. I was putting the spring back one after the other. And then I was trying to hold it down, it doesn't pop up because I opened it up. Then I fixed it. When I fixed it, the key that he said was a problem, I fixed. Then another key had a problem. And then I said, don't worry. It's this key that is important. Don't. Amen. Things come easy when you practice them. It says, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have to learn to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us that when we pray in known tongues, we do not know what we ought to pray for because it's limited. And the realm of the Spirit is higher than the realm that we are. Hallelujah. We cannot be spirit beings and be operating in the physical. Come aside and rest. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, is as stepping aside and taking a rest. Because when you come out, it says you are like an edifice that grows higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look at the physical things around you, you need to pause and say, what is God saying? When you look at nature is very beautiful. It is very beautiful. There's not one person on the surface of this earth that is not beautiful. Except you have a problem with your eyes. Yeah. So I have a problem with understanding that models are like fantastic. You know what they say? oh, this model. I have a problem with it. So I look at it and say, if everybody's saying it's okay, it must be my eyes that is it's not okay. Amen. It's true. It's because they don't have hair on their head. And they say, wow, this is natural beauty. Say, let me see. But if you do look very well, you see, you see that is actually natural beauty. It's how you see that matters. Because there's not one thing that was made that was not fearfully made after the very expressed image of God, especially human beings. Amen. But we must take that time out to check ourselves on a constant basis. If you do it daily, you are the better for it. If you do it hourly, you are the better. If you do it every minute, it's okay, no problem. Hallelujah. I know some people read Bible 7 hours, 8 hours. No problem. Amen. But it's not about the reading of the pages. Sometimes when you read the Bible again, you'll be like, have I ever read this chapter before? So what happened when you were reading it the first time? It's about you waiting on the Lord. Each time you read, you ask Him, what is in it for me? Amen. So yesterday, I went out. I drove from Lagada. I went all the way to BTC. And what I went to do there, I didn't do it, and I came back. And on my way coming, I said, God, why did you take me all the way from Lagada on a 1 hour journey to BTC? And I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. I said, therefore, you and I, we have to engage ourselves till I get back to Bogota. So you begin to talk now. And that was that time of the day, of that yesterday. Amen. It was that time of the day that I look back and be like, this truly was time well spent with God. When we begin to look at, I have something to do. The first point is, what will you have me do in this something that I want to do? I actually did not want to go on that journey. That's what I didn't want to go. But I was forced to go on just to honor the request. But I came out best for it. I will come back home grumbling. I'm like, I didn't, what I went to do, blah, blah, blah. But we are not alone. You are never alone. Take use of the Holy Spirit. Make use of the presence of God. He's with us everywhere. What is not available all the time is our own receiver. I've told you before, there are different kinds of signals here. If you want to see TV station in America, if you have the right device, you will see it. If you want to see the one in Afghanistan, if you have the right device, you will see it. That's why they brought Turaya at that time. Yeah. The world you are, the Turaya, you make a call. Why? Because your receiver will pick up the right signal. Your signal, your receiver must pick up the right signal. And God is saying that if you do not take time out with Him, wait upon the Lord, you can't be like an eagle. Hallelujah. So even if you put the eagle anywhere you like, put it on your gate, put it everywhere, that's not where he ends. He has to be within. And understand that the qualities of everything you see around you speaks volumes of God that is behind them. Amen. So if you see a bad carpenter and you see a good carpenter, you know that it's the bad one that chooses to be bad. Okay, bad in the sense that he cannot knock wood together and it's fine. Some people do very fine work and you heal it. Amen. Hallelujah. And some people drive you in their cars and you hold the seat from beginning to the end. Abi, you hold the seat from the beginning. Someone was driving me one day. We were on the express at, is it Wawa, they call that place? On the express. No, it's not Shimawa, it's, I don't know. It's after Shimawa. So we had to park to pick up a plumber. When we got there, I came out to, I said, here, either I take over the steering or I go back. Because throughout that journey, I was holding the seat. And the person driving will use his phone, and then I don't even know how to do it. This is the steering. His phone is in the middle of the steering. Papa, papa. Okay, you are going. Ah. When he stopped like this, I just came out. I said, I'm not going again. It's two things that can happen. Either I take a bus and go back to Lagos, or you give me the steering. You continue whatever you want to do with your phone. Hallelujah. It's not every situation that you have to conform to. You will make situations conform to your own. And that's what God is telling us. Waiting upon God, that's where you receive instructions. You will renew your strength. A beast strength is not your strength. And A strength is your strength. When I was in the university, we were three. One of us eat the textbook that three of us were supposed to use throughout the semester. So the remaining two of us, we didn't have anything except God. So I told the guy, I said, let's read our notes. Maybe it will help us. So the night before the exam, the third person now brought the textbook and dropped it on the table for us that, okay, you can have the textbook. The night before the exam, I was tempted to open that textbook. And God said, no, it's not going to be of any use now. Go back to the notes and keep reading. So the other guy told him, yeah, let's read. I will explain to him. We're trusting on God. When the result came out, the man that took the note, he had 80A. Me, I had 75A. The other guy had 72A. And then we were laughing. That what is the essence of this note that could not, the textbook, that could not keep a difference between us? It was God. Because when we got to the exam room, when we looked at the questions, I read that, we smiled. It was exactly our notes. Nothing to do with that textbook. So imagine if we had not listened to God. Because we were actually craving for that textbook. That this textbook will make it, we understand better how, you know, you just want that extra thing. The extra thing you need is when you wait upon the Lord, you will get it. Hallelujah. You mount up with wings like eagles. You renew your strength. They call it molting in animals. You remove what is not good. And then you grow. If there's a time for you to hibernate and hibernate with God, please do. 21 days of power is coming. It's a time for you to remove feathers that are weak. A time for you to pluck them out. These feathers, they are weak. This one, even though it looks long, remove it. And then another one will grow. And when it grows, you will fly into 2023 as though there was never 2022. All the problems that we see, we shouldn't be seeing problems. Because at the center of it all, it's you, God, that we see. Jeremiah was in the dungeon. It's not a bed of roses. But what happened? He sent help to him. And they pulled him out. The same people that sent him in, they pulled him out. And when they pulled him out, what did they do? He sat with the king one-on-one. And the king excluded every other person. That's what happens when you are eating with God and when you walk with Him. And when you obey Him. We are not ordinary people. We are not ordinary. On Thursday, we had an extraordinary activity. Everybody that didn't come to church on Thursday, it's not even on the internet. We shut down the internet. Abi? We shut down the internet. We didn't shut down service. When we finished grace, we shut down the internet. And we continue service. Because that's the way God will have us to it. We are not ordinary beings. And because we are not ordinary, we can't be doing things the ordinary way. We do things ordinarily, but we will not do things the ordinary way. We will obey God the way He has asked us to obey. Let's rise on our feet. Next week, I will take a look at other properties of the ego and then fuse them to the word of God. But this one is important. Jude 1, 20, 21. It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Building yourselves up. Building yourselves up. Every day when we grind our teeth, the enamel wears out on a daily basis. But the food we eat goes in and then replenishes supply, and the teeth grows on a daily basis. But it won't grow bigger than what it is because it's wearing out at the time. So it looks constant. That's what you should be. As we wear on a daily basis, we wear ourselves out, we must also grow up, build up ourselves in the Holy Spirit. Let's just thank God this morning. Praise Him, worship Him, talk to Him in the Holy Spirit. Waiting upon Him is no mean feat. But it comes with exercise and with use and with understanding. There are so many benefits to it. You renew your strength. You mount up with wings like eagle. You walk and you not be weary. But the essential thing is for you to mount up with wings like eagles. Because then you'll be carried by the very essence of God. And then your flight will be more or less seamless without stress. Father, we give you all the praise. We thank you for who you are. We give you praise in Jesus' name.